A name for their pain. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The suspect's name released in last night's mass shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, where six people were killed, and the gunman is believed to have killed himself.
The alleged shooter has been identified as an individual named Andre Bing. Walmart confirms that he was an associate with the company, and his position with the company was overnight team lead.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Witnesses have said a manager opened the door to the break room and opened fire. Walmart says Bing had been with the company since 2010. He was 31 years old. There have been some discrepancies on the number of people killed, with several hospitalized. The suspect in the mass shooting at a Colorado gay nightclub over the weekend is held without bond after just making an initial court appearance by video. This after being released from the hospital. The 22-year-old, lawyers say in court documents, identifies as non-binary and uses the pronouns they or them. Two key rulings in from the state Supreme Court in Georgia. One decision leaves early voting in place this Saturday for the U.S. Senate runoff between incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
Republican groups, including the National Republican Senatorial Committee, argued Georgia law disallowed early voting on Saturdays following holidays, as this Saturday would follow Thanksgiving. Democrats argued the law as written applies only to general elections and primaries, and says nothing of runoffs.
Fox's Eben Brown. The runoff election day is December 6th. The other ruling reinstates Georgia's ban on abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state Supreme Court putting on hold a lower court ruling that overturned the ban. While a legal fight continues, this ruling means the ban stays in place while the fight goes on. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Homeland Security Department issues a written response to Republican calls for Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to step down.
The statement said Secretary Mayorkas has no plans to resign. Tuesday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said a growing influx of migrants across the southern border and low enforcement morale was a reason for change. DHS, in its statement, said Congress members should do more than point fingers. They should make an effort to work on solutions to what the agency calls a hemispheric challenge that includes dangerous conditions that migrants are fleeing from south of the U.S. border. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
So far, so good for Thanksgiving travelers. Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn.
Travelers showed up today expecting the worst, and that actually may have made things a little bit better. The longest wait times we've seen at major airports, just over half an hour. Airlines also say they're staffed up to meet the demand and prepared. Airlines for America, which represents the major airlines, saying, quote, carriers have made significant changes to improve operations, including proactively adjusting schedules and hiring aggressively. U.S. airlines now have more employees on board than pre-pandemic.
This after a summer of delays and cancellations, most often blamed on staffing issues. A surprise jump in new home sales, up 7.5%, while prices are up too.
The median sales price of a new home in October climbing to $493,000 from almost $456,000 a month earlier, and up more than 15% from October of 2021. Sales were up sharply in the South and the Northeast, but declined in the Midwest. The demand for mortgages also growing, edging up 2.2% last week from the week before as interest rates dipped slightly. But overall, applications are still far below last year's levels.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Stocks turning higher. The Dow's up 144. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.